Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right. Not a surprise, total change in tone by Donald Trump over the last few days on Iran. It's like the old Trump's back. I liked that guy. I miss him.
Yeah.
I really did. He was amazing. And it looks like, look, just reading between the lines, that this latest plot to kill him by the Iranian leadership has shaken him up a little bit. Headline, Wall Street Journal exclusive, Iran hatched fresh plot to kill Trump, Israel told the U.S. Israel recently shared new intelligence with the U.S. That it said showed Iran was considering a new plan to assassinate the president. Exactly what and how, we don't know. But you saw what happened when Trump's, you know, flying out of Turkey and he's flipping back to the old 1990s plane that may be old, but it's much better equipped security-wise to protect him. And he's, you know, flying, you know, he's in the Middle East. Obviously, he's flying out of Turkey to the UK in it because he needs, you know, more protection. And, you know, then he's, you know, he's given us a lot of clips about, yeah, Iran's, you know, Iran's trying to kill me. And that's got to be sobering because he, for a long time, you remember, and I've got so many clips I could play you, he kept wandering around saying in 2025, you know, they tried to kill me three times. I mean, we have three sets of assassination teams in federal prison. We just finished the trial of the last one. And he'd say, you know, why doesn't Biden bring this up with Iran? Why, you know, why is nobody threatening Iran? Hey, you can't kill American politicians. And he was upset about it. And he understood, like I fundamentally understood, that this war with Iran is, and I've been saying this for years, Lee, before it was cool, this is so much more than nukes. It's fundamentally about whether Iran will be allowed to get away with hunting Republican candidates on our soil. I can't say that enough times. I've been saying it for years. We have never, in the history of our republic, faced a threat like this toward American presidents. I've been doing this a long time. We've been, you know, and you've covered, I know you've covered, I've covered, you know, there's always loons, okay, who go after presidents. All presidents, Democrats, Republicans, they're usually mentally ill most of the time. So, some of the time, you know, well, they're kind of political types, but for the most part, they're off, okay? They've showed up at Martha's Vineyard to get Obama. They've showed up at Bush's ranch down in Texas. I mean, they've showed up at Mar-a-Lago. One of them went after J.D. Vance. That's garden variety stuff. And it's bad, but it's garden variety stuff. We've never seen this before in American history where you kill 600 of our troops in Iraq. And finally, Donald Trump comes along and is the only president, because this happened during Bush and Obama, right? Is the only president willing to avenge them. And that was important. It wasn't just about vengeance, okay? It was important. It sent a message. If you kill American troops, we will get you. It'll come out of nowhere when you least expect, you know, because remember Soleimani, who was responsible for that, You know, it was in the turnstile at the airport, and the whole world watched his suitcase go round and round and round and round. And we vaporized him in a busy airport turnstile without touching another person. And what did that send? That was an important and powerful message that was sent. So Iran decides they're going to, and that was the first Trump administration. Iran decides they're going to kill him. No, I'm sorry. You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. Why did Israel put this out right now? Why did Israel do this? Because there is kind of a beef going between J.D. Vance and Trump and Israel. Israel has wanted to kill the top three leaders of Iran. Same guy's been leaders whole time. They've never been killed. The top tier has not been killed. That's why we're having all the problems we're having. They are the ones who killed the, now Trump has said the other day, this was new declassified info we hadn't heard before. It's 52,000 now. 42,000 in two nights. You want to see their body of work? Go on X, because the mainstream media, even Fox, won't show it. Go look at what 42,000 bodies in the street looks like. Stacked up 5-6 high, as far as the eye can see, on the sidewalk down the road. Go look at that. Go see who these guys are. Same guys. We never killed them. These are the guys who've been hunting and trying to kill Trump. And Israel wants to kill them, Lee. And tried twice.
Yep.
Tried. By the way, these are also good. Remember this. Iran provided the funding, the training, and the real-time logistical support for October 7th, okay? The Washington Times, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the Washington Post agree on that. For that brutality. These guys oversaw that, especially Mohammed Golubov. Who is he? He was Soleimani's boss. Wait, what? Yeah. One of the three higher-ups in the IRGC. Who's that? The IRGC, Lee, is over Quds Force. Quds Force, for sport, hunted and killed our troops in Iraq, mainly with IEDs. Soleimani was the father of the IED. So why we have so many. And, you know, Lee, do you see them? I see them regularly. I still see these guys. You could tell they served. Why, their legs blown off. Mm-hmm. They're walking around. Yeah. You know, with a false leg. In fact, we made incredible leaps in technology, you know, for false limbs after Iraq, because so many guys had their legs blown off that we pioneered. I mean, it gave us a leap in medicine. You go to Walmart, you see them. Soleimani blew their legs off. Who were the three who were above Soleimani? One was Golubov. Who's he? Or the guy you see on TV. We're negotiating with him. That was Soleimani's boss, yes. The way that the military works in Iran, it is run by basically three people. He was one of the three for 20 years. He retired in 2020. Okay, so we kill Soleimani and we're sitting across the table from his boss. Let that sink in for a minute. That's why we're not getting anywhere. That's why I sound frustrated a lot of time. And Israel wants to kill him, along with the president. And Aragachi, the foreign minister. Those three. Probably the guy under him, too. He's a mess. They're all deeply... These are people who go in and out of the IRGC. They've been top IRGC leadership, and then they've sort of graduated to running the country. They are the top tier.
Well, IRGC is who's running the country now.
Yeah, they are. But when you see these guys who are president, foreign minister, particularly Golubov, that's who's running the straight. That's who's running this war. That's who it is. Mm-hmm. You know, much like our president would run in our country, all this stuff. So here's the thing. So Israel wants to kill them, okay? I'm going to make all this make sense. In fact, they tried. They launched the first plot. Trump called it off. They launched the second plot, and J.D. Vance leaked it to Erdogan in Turkey. That is all over the international media. Our media is pretending it didn't happen. I don't know why Fox News won't touch the story. By the way, J.D. Vance claims it didn't happen. Israel says it did. I believe it, because Trump scuttled the first one. So Israel is incredibly frustrated because they know we can't go forward. We are not going to make any progress as long as the top tier of Iranian leadership is still alive. And, you know, no, we didn't kill them. They're still alive. They're the same guys that Trump said a few weeks ago he liked, but now says he doesn't. They're the same guys who were in office in January before they started on February 24th. We have not killed them, and that is why we are getting nowhere. And that is why we will never get anywhere, ever. So this is why Israel went to the Wall Street Journal with this. Wall Street Journal writes, relations between Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have splintered in recent weeks as their interests diverged over continuing the Iran war. So this is interesting. You can tell Trump was shaken, Lee, by this. I mean, I could.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that probably the entire security detail said, okay, this we got to do something here.
It's kind of like you go in, you get diagnosed with cancer, and you wonder what the prognosis is long term.
Mm-hmm.
What is the prognosis for this long term? What is the deal that's going to stop these guys from trying to kill Republicans? What is that deal?
Well,
what are you going to offer them that'll keep Trump alive?
Yeah.
And Rubio, and whoever comes after Trump, and whoever Trump endorses.
Well, the problem that they have is that these are not rational actors.
We
have got to stop this mentality that we are dealing with rational leaders of a sovereign nation. That is not who we're dealing with.
It's not.
We're dealing with theological zealots. That's it.
And here's the thing. There are great rational people in Iran.
Yes.
They're
not in charge.
No, they actually did a poll. If you look it up on Google, you'll find, 100% agree with the leadership, right? That's their propaganda. They actually managed to breach the firewall and do a poll in Iran a couple of years ago. The number that supports the regime is actually about 36%. The rest they want a secular regime. Everything is in place to fix this. If we just manage to do what needs to be done.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
More of the DSA, Democrat Socialist of America, platform for the destruction of America, because that's what it is, has leaked. It is incredible. Incredible what they want to do to this country, and they're not hiding it.
Listen to this. A source familiar with the DSA, Democrat Socialists of America, planning, telling Fox the new DSA platform will include, and no, I am not misreading this, eliminating the U.S. Senate, replacing the president and the Supreme Court with an executive and judiciary chosen by and subordinate to Congress, amnesty for all immigrants, and defunding of the War Department. So when I read all that, we can't defend ourselves. We're going to have open borders. We're not going to have a Senate presidency or a Supreme Court. So basically eliminate the U.S. How's that going to play come November?
Yeah, and he also forgot, that's Todd Pyro, Fox News, he also forgot eliminating Customs and Border Patrol and ICE. So there will be no immigration enforcement of any kind. Because we're not allowed to do it at the local level. And of course, Democrats will revoke If they get power, will revoke the swearing in of the Florida, and there's six other Republican states that have done it, police officers and state highway patrol as federal officials. So deportation would end. Unbelievable, folks. And they're not, this is the crazy part, they're not even hiding it. New numbers overnight, CNN, and these are terrifying, folks. Remember the Tea Party rebellion? CNN, covering this last night, Harry Enten, their pollster. During the Tea Party rebellion, 52% of only 52% of Republicans said they approved of their party. They began to wake up and realize that globalist open border zealots were running the party. And then they began to purge them. Well, right now, Democrats are below that. They're at 47% approval of their party leaders. The lowest it's been in 16 years. Why? They love communists. They love socialists. And Democrat party leadership just not hard left enough for them. There is now, CNN reports, an 82% chance that six or more House Democrats will lose their primaries this year to Democrat socialists. That'd be the largest number in over 50 years. Folks, I told you this would happen. Common wisdom on our side was, hey, we love Mandani, man. He's going to wreck New York and show everyone it won't work. And the faulty assumption there, I said at the time, was, oh, it will not be contained to New York. It's going to spread like wildfire. And it is. It's spreading like wildfire. And they're not even hiding it. What they want to do. Now, their candidates are out there lying their brains out. Oh, socialism, it's not a big deal. I mean, you'll hardly even notice we're doing it. Here is the socialist candidate for Wisconsin governor who's currently leading the primary.
I think that when folks hear socialism, they may be taken aback, but I bring it back to potholes and the Packers and public education and, you know, issues that have broad bipartisan support and broad bipartisan opposition, like data centers and then support for our public schools and universal childcare, lowering working class people's taxes by taxing the wealthiest few and mega corporations.
By the way, when she's mentioning the Packers, what she means is they want the government to own all the sports teams. Here's Malat Kiro. Same thing. This is what they sound like.
When I talk to voters about what we're doing and why I'm a Democratic socialist, I remind them that we have socialism already, right? It's in the roads that we drive on. It's in the schools we send our kids to. It's in the fire stations we call upon. I'm just asking that we extend that security to our healthcare, to our housing, to our nutritional food, to our higher education, so that we're actually meeting the basic needs of everyday working families in this country.
Yeah, folks, the only reason that roads work, schools work, there's two reasons. Number one, they're done at the local community level, but they're supported by capitalism. Capitalism pays the bills for those things. If you do not have capitalism, you cannot pay the bills for those things. But this is what their candidates sound like. You love public schools. You love roads. Is this going to be like that? We'll deal with housing. What does that entail? Oh, yeah, look, there goes the squirrel. No, it entails taking your house and giving it to somebody else or moving other people in with you. That's what communists do. Just like other people can get on the roads with you because you don't own them. Yeah, well, you don't own your house anymore either. You know, you'll own nothing but be happy, except that happy part is a lie. So they're walking around. You don't need to be afraid of communism or socialism. It's not that big of a deal. But what is the Democrat Socialists of America? What are these people saying among themselves? What are they saying they want to do? Well, folks, this is a Zoom meeting, a clip from a Zoom meeting of the Democrat Socialists of America for the West Coast.
And, you know, we have a unique responsibility to act from the heart of empire, the belly of the beast. The most important thing that we can do is take that empire down from within.
Our role ultimately is to facilitate our own empire's failure in ways that we can, ultimately to overthrow our own empire.
U.S. imperialism is not a thing that can be reformed away. It has to be overthrown through revolutionary struggle, and to build a mass movement that can use the leverage of workers to hit the kill switch on American imperialism here within the American empire.
See? They're not hiding it. They don't care. They're not hiding it. But you have to go on their Zoom meetings to actually see it. And they're taking over the Democrat Party. Folks, the most terrifying statistic I've heard in the last 2 weeks was this. Democrat leadership, Democrats who are elected right now in the Democrat Party, are at +4 popularity with their voters. Democrat socialists are at +17. So across the board in the party, the socialists are now more popular than the regular Democrat leadership. That's terrifying. Because I can't play this clip enough for you. This is DSA, Democrat Socialist America leader, David Jenkins.
I mean, our goal is liberation. Our goal is communism.
And they're winning. 82% chance now that six or more House Democrats will lose their primary this year to Democrat socialists. CNN is now calling the Democrat Party socialist takeover a new Tea Party.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
And I just wonder why you can't just critique socialism as is and you have to go straight to communism.
Communism's much more, if you're just branding, and you know this as a communicator for campaigns, it's much easier
sounds
to understand.
Scary to go straight back to the 50s. Yeah. Love it. Okay.
CNN, y'all, can't figure out why on earth the GOP is critiquing socialism. You know, why they're claiming it'll lead to communism. It's just, folks, if you read Marx, the goal is for socialism to lead to communism. For there to be a transition to communism. That's the point. But I mean, they're Democrat socialists, though. Democrat socialists of America, I mean, they're not going to transition to communism, right?
And, you know, we have a unique responsibility to act from the heart of empire, the belly of the beast. The most important thing that we can do is take that empire down from within.
Our role ultimately is to facilitate our own empire's failure in ways that we can, ultimately to overthrow our own empire.
U.S. imperialism is not a thing that can be reformed away. It has to be overthrown through revolutionary struggle, and to build a mass movement that can use the leverage of workers to hit the kill switch on American imperialism here within the American empire.
Yeah, okay. Those are the East Coast Democrat Social, I'm sorry, West Coast Democrat Socialists of America leadership. They were having a Zoom meeting. By the way, I'll retweet it so you can get a look at them. Doesn't it sound like there's some men and some women in there? I can only tell the gender of one of the four. The one I thought was a dude. There's something to this whole transgender thing, folks. The one I thought was a dude, you actually look, and I just like, I'm sitting there and I'm making it bigger. I'm like, is that a dude? I never could figure it out. The second one I think is a woman. I think. Only one of them clearly, yeah, that's a chick. There's one at the end, right? And she, he, not sure, is wearing a kafaya, which is the traditional Palestinian head and neck wear. Is, you know, it's properly covered for Islam. But they're, you know, white American. And clearly not for it. Again, that one, I think, I don't know, actually. It could be a man. Hard to say. This is a Democrat party, y'all. It is going to be fascinating to see what Americans do with this on Election Day. Okay? Because, look, the Republican Party in normal times would probably take a defeat. I mean, you know, we usually, you know, whatever party wins the presidency usually gets clobbered in the midterms afterward to some degree, right? There's only been two exceptions to that in the last, like, 50 years. So that's totally normal. Will the American people continue that trend? Continue to believe, hey, this is just a Democrat party. It's just an alternative to the Republicans. We're going to punish them because, you know, maybe don't like the way some things are going. We didn't like oil prices or whatever. Or are they going to look at this and go, whoa. Whoa, this is, no, I can't. We're going to know this after November. And as we're finishing up a lot of these, you know, primaries here and just crazy stuff. And I got to tell you what, Joe Concha on Fox News absolutely nailed that the danger that not only are we in, okay, but you heard that CNN denial there. I know why the GOP is just exaggerating. They're not serious. Like, come on. They're just trying to strike political points. These socialists aren't really communists.
I mean, our goal is liberation. Our goal is communism.
Seems oddly specific. Maybe I'm just misunderstanding him. Here's Joe Concha, Fox News. Man, he nails this.
So we've all seen The Dark Knight, right? And the one great scene of Michael Caine talking to Christian Bale, saying that some people just want to watch the world burn. And that's what exactly the DSA wants to do here with the United States of America. They want to tear the whole thing down. This is what radicalism is. This is the goal from the inside, by the way. Get elected to places like mayor of New York or in Congress in New York or mayor of Seattle, mayor of Washington, D.C., and then slowly expand until you could watch the whole thing burn. That's exactly what the DSA wants to do in their own words. Not my opinion, Todd. Not your opinion, or we're talking about on the five and it's opinions. No, no. This is fact. This is the goal. And this is something that Democrats need to be concerned about, because if they think they could get along, in other words, if they think that as an establishment Democrat, that these people coming in to the Democratic Party are going to work with Democrats, they will work to take them out first, then eventually the Republicans, then eventually the U.S. government. This is not hyperbole. Their words right there, Todd.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, so that's what I was just saying. I mean, we don't have to wonder or theorize or... No, they told us. They told us what they're going to do. And so did Trump. I love this clip from him.
Zohar Mamdani said in an interview this week that he was open to being the poster child for socialist candidates. Are you worried about more socialist candidates across the United States?
Well, I think it's a big threat to our nation, actually. Because it's not socialism, it's really communism. They use the word social democrat because it sounds so nice, but it's really communism you're talking about. I think it's the biggest threat to our nation there is, maybe since our founding. That includes World War I, World War II, September 11th. It includes the Pearl Harbor attack. I think this is the biggest threat to our nation. People will smile when I say that, but the smart people are going to say, you know, he's probably right. It's basically introducing communism into the United States of America. There's never been anything so dangerous.
This will work, folks. This is what I've been waiting for. They've been talking about doing this for a while in the Trump administration. Now it's coming down. I've been telling you this. We are not going to deport 20 million illegal immigrants. It's not going to happen. Couldn't do it if we tried, although Trump's done an amazing job adding 10,000 troops to ICE. But it would take 4 or 5 times that to even have a chance. Now, they're going to have to leave themselves. And they will. They will. This announcement overnight, and I'm not saying all of them will leave, but you're going to see millions go. President Trump just announced an executive order directing Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to shut down bank accounts used to facilitate illegal immigration or to give illegal aliens welfare. You know what I love about this? Trump is moving to debank illegals. What a turnaround. Because remember, the Biden administration debanked him. Do you remember Trump early on in this presidency confronting the head of Bank of America? And they were at that big international confab, and the CEO of Bank of America is just sitting there in the audience, and Trump's, you know, giving a speech, and Trump points him out, says, "You've got to stop debanking conservatives," and tells him, "You debanked me." Yeah, they debanked him, Barron Trump, who, as we know, is very dangerous. By the way, Barron was a minor at the time. Melania, again, very, very dangerous terrorist, Melania. And the Trump kids. And the Trump properties. And then Trump, you remember the stories I told you to at the time, went knocking on the doors, like, "Hey, I've got billions of dollars here. You know, I've been with you guys for decades." Couldn't find any banks that would take him. He didn't say what he ultimately did. That's where we were. While illegal immigrants, including illegal immigrant gang members, they're allowed to have all the bank accounts they wanted, and they weren't even American citizens. And what was running through their bank accounts? And this is the hook Trump and Bessent are going to use. We have all kinds of laws and levers that the Treasury Secretary can use if you're illegally moving funds through bank accounts to shut them down. Well, what kind of funds are illegally moving through bank accounts? Welfare. They're not legally able to get welfare. Remember Bill Clinton, with much fanfare, signed that law, bragged about it in his 1993 State of the Union address? Yeah, you can't get welfare if you're a legal immigrant. Yet 65% of them are on at least one form of welfare. Trump wrote in his executive order, funds will ultimately face impoundment and seizure so they can be returned to taxpayers. It is not ludicrous, but profoundly, I think he means just ludicrous, but profoundly dangerous that any illegal alien can simply present a blue state driver's license or Biden border document and have unrestricted access to the U.S. financial system. Yes. I recently signed a powerful new executive order, he writes, which will be led by the Treasury Department to stop banks, credit cards, and financial institutions from being used to facilitate human smuggling, drug trafficking, illegal immigration, and criminal cartels who orchestrate these activities. Folks, remember, as the Trump family and businesses were debanked, what do we learn from Bloomberg, a mainstream media source? That the banks had moved, as the Chinese Communist government had moved for the cartels in America over $200 billion from illicit fentanyl and drug sales, had helped them launder it through U.S. banks. So they are welcome. The CCP's welcome. We love those guys. We love cartels. You know, I mean, more people dying from fentanyl overdoses than, car wrecks in America for the first time. But, you know, we love these guys. They're great. Oh, Trump and his family, Barron? Oh, no, we can't. They can't have bank accounts. Those are dangerous people. And you remember the Treasury Department got algorithm warnings, as illegal activity reports, because banks are required to file them, right? And the banks were filing them. Hey, this is Chinese Communist Party. They're moving money for the cartels through American banks. They're moving it overseas. It's illegal. Just want to let you know. There were hundreds of those filed. Biden administration ignored every one of them. While illegal immigrants took their ill-gotten gains, because it's illegal for them to get welfare, and deposited it right in the bank account, folks. You want to know what this is? This is how people in America become second-class citizens. Never mind all the conservative groups that were debanked. Charlie Kirk's group was debanked. You know, he's a dangerous terrorist. But some guy who just got here from Guatemala, who's moving drug trafficking money through, no, he's great. We love him. Access to our nation's financial systems must be limited to those who have a legal right to be here and who are engaged in lawful and legitimate commerce, bank accounts being used to enable illegal immigration or store the welfare received by illegal aliens will be shut down. You know what's going to happen? Left's going to sue him. They're going to lose. And you know what? They're not going to be able to support themselves. This country only created 185,000 jobs last year. Total. That's not enough for them. They need the welfare payments. If they cannot get them or move them through the banking system, guess what? They'll take Trump's very generous offer of a free flight home and $2,500 ahead to restart your life. For a family of four, that's $10,000. It'll work. We just got to get it through the court system.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.